When it's 5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Monday morning public holiday, my beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, my beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, today is the 10th of Shawwal, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. I know Ustad just returned from Cape Town. Maybe, inshallah, we will hear some kalguzari about the Ijtima in Cape Town. Welcome to the Q&A, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Shawwal, 1444. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses 21 to 24. Now Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam are in the court of the Pharaoh. He is there with his cabinet, his ministers and entourage, and he's reminding Moses, peace be upon him, you grew up right in my royal palace and you know what you did and so forth, referring to the mistake that, you know, he tapped the person and he passed away. So he, Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, responds, chapter 26, verse 21, فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ, hence, I ran away from you, لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ, when I had fear what you and your cronies and comrades will do. So I left Egypt and went to Midian. And then, فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا, thereafter Almighty Allah granted me the judgment, and Almighty Allah made me, وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, made me from the prophets and messengers, that now I had to come and propagate the message to you directly. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it a blessing in disguise for me. My name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran 136 times. Obviously, he's not telling that to Pharaoh, but me and you should know that much there. Now he, the Pharaoh, said, but you grew up here in front of me and in front of my wife Asiya. Asiya radiallahu anha, she accepted the message and the messengers, Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ, and that bounty and favor of yours which you conferred upon me, that I grew up in your house, in the royal palace, and أَبَّدَّ Bani Israel, in lieu of that you went to enslave the children of Israel, hundreds and hundreds of thousands you made them your slave, because I grew up in your house. How do you justify that? Qala Fir'aunu, Fir'aun and his cabinet are listening. Almighty Allah's help is there. He did not go with any arms or any army or any other people, just him and Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. So it shows we must never ever fear people. Always place our trust in Almighty Allah. Qala Fir'aunu. Now the Fir'aun is asking, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and what is the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the world you are talking about? He used the word وَمَا. Ma normally in the Arabic is used for inanimate objects. Remember that, because he himself was so drunk with power, he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am your supreme being. Allah forbid divinity in the form of humanity. Qal Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam responded, Rabbu samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma. He's the sustainer, nourisher, provider of whatever is in the celestial creation in the heavens and whatever is on the land and sand, the terrestrial creation. Wa ma baynahuma, and whatever is in between. Meaning Almighty Allah, He sustains and provides and He gives to everyone in the entire universe. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabb, the sustainer, Alameen of everybody, everything besides Almighty Allah. So He alone is the Khaliq, the sustainer, nourisher, provider, and He created the entire universe. In kuntum muqineen, provided that you have firm conviction and belief. So this was the way of da'wat and inviting to them. What did the Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies say? Inshallah, we will discuss that tomorrow. Let us take you around the world, give you news, views and interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. President Erdogan, today is 10th of Shawwal, the day Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the nikah took place. And the 1st of May, so 14th of May, President Erdogan, is elections day in Turkey. He announced that the leader of the ISIS are also concocted, fabricated by the Americans and remember by the West, and they thought they will use them to fight the Muslims. So Erdogan, the president of Turkey, announced that they liquidated and killed the leader of ISIS there in Syria, his name Abu Hussein Qureshi. So that is what came out from the Turkish media. And remember that there, Putin, you're a great guy, you're a big harami, but you're doing a sterling job. Now you're not going to listen to this in the mass media, because they're always hiding the truth. You see, there is a bunker, and in Ukraine, and that bunker, you must remember, is 120 meters deep. And that is where the Americans, the British, the NATO, and all of them, and the Ukrainians, were having their secret meetings. And now Putin, found out about them, and his missiles and them attacked them, all 400 or 500 dead, sent to hell. So that was well done to you, Putin. So the Americans are keeping quiet, European countries are keeping quiet, NATO is quiet, and so forth. So therefore, things are going very bad for NATO and America and everybody else. Ben Gvir, the harami, he is the minister of so-called security. More people are dying since he came into power. They're only in power for 3 months or so, but the government on the verge of collapse. And you know, today the Knesset, the parliament in Israel, will be sitting. He is easing the laws for gun license for the Jutla, so they can shoot and kill more Palestinians. That is aim, the harami. So Modi, another enemy of Islam and humanity, the butcher of Gujarat. So and this is by the Hindustan Times and all that. And you brothers must send it out. I'll send it out today and forward it to everybody. So he abused his own brother 91 times. He abused his own brother 91 times. That is your Prime Minister Modi. So what can we call him? We call him the butcher of Gujarat. Another story that came from Australia. The former head of the BJP, the Bharat Janata Party, so he's a big shot with them, so now he was there, and he raped 5 Korean women, and they're taking it out from the media, but remember, he's charged everything. Another person of the BJP humiliated disgrace. This is Allah's system. You want to cause harm to Muslims, you want to cause harm to innocent people, never mind hereafter, Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace you, remember that. In the polls in Israel, Bibi Netanyahu is far, far behind Gantz. For us, both of them are shaitan, but nevertheless, it's a news item. Cuba today, 1st of May, they're supposed to have a big, big rally, but everything cancelled, you must remember. Why? No fuel. So that is what happens in Cuba, Havana, and so forth. Now, can you believe Muslims? You know, sometimes you wonder if these people really are Muslims. This we call bootlickers. This we call enemies of Islam. The Birmingham Central Mosque, this is in England, they say they will be also part of the coronation of King Charles. Can you believe that? A masjid celebrating King. These are the people who are the enemies of Islam. These are the people, remember, who stole and demolished our masajid, murdered ulama. There you must remember in India. They the ones who gave Palestine from the Arabs and Muslims to the Jews and Jutlas and Harami. You should hang your heads in shame, you the trustees there in Birmingham Central Mosque. And if you the ulama and imams agreeing, you also should hang your heads in shame. Another bank on the verge of collapse in America, Silicon Valley gone, and then Signature Bank gone, Republic Bank is on the verge of collapse. So this is the world Allah is showing you. Secularism doesn't work, it's a satanic system. Capitalism doesn't work. Democracy doesn't work. They want democracy at the barrel of the gun. You know how the Americans operate. You in Africa, you better bring LGBT. Otherwise, we will use this, we will use that, we won't support you. So what democracy is that? What human rights is that? And what about my brothers who are there in Gitmo? And remember, some of them maybe die there, then what happens? So you, there's blood on your people's hands, torture on your hands, Americans. And what about my sister, Dr. Afia? Hang your heads in shame, man. So remember that Israel, you haramis, I told you, you can never be a people who are the chosen people of Allah. You are the cursed people. So now their own intelligence and newspapers are saying addiction there in, you know, to all these drugs and so forth, is increased the most in the world. Israel is number one per capita if you take in the world. So that is, they can't lead a normal life, you must remember. So BRICS is busy with the de-dollarization, so the dollar will go down and depreciate, and Bitcoin will appreciate once they get their act together. So let us give you 2-3 stories from South Africa, and then you will know why we are in such a mess, you know. So 100 million rand gone missing. Listen carefully. 100 million rand gone missing. Where? In Northwest. So why? They're supposed to build and refurbish 2 airports or whatever you. Upilomali. 100 million just gone. That is the ANC. Another ANC guy, Ngiba. He is sitting in jail for almost a year, but is getting paid fully here by the Ekurhuleni government. So what do you speak of such people? Must be one of the most corrupt in the world, you must remember that. Allah have mercy on us, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you know, protect us and protect this country, because it's becoming very quickly a failed state. In less than 30 years, they finish everything up. Allah protect us. Okay, our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, the interview will be with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. We'll be discussing Khaybar, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Then between 1:05 to 1:30 will be the start of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And thereafter, inshallah, will be from the archives, 1:30 to 2. Between 2 and 3, the whole hour, will be the report back, you must remember, today. And that will be our trip to Cape Town and so forth. Very, very interesting. Then tonight, inshallah, will be live on Arafat Hatia and myself, 8 to 10, the Q&A. Alhamdulillah wa Rabbil Alameen. It is only the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah and wasila and barakah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We sent out the tafsir of the noble Quran, the entire Quran. If you want it, just send me a WhatsApp message. Just write tafsir. Don't write long stories. 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. And we will forward it to you this morning, inshallah, Aziz.
Ustad, I've got a brother here by the name of Ridwan. He says, I'm Ridwan from Umslanga. I'm disappointed in you, Mufti AK, and to all organizations. I'm also disappointed with you guys as well. You speak so much of Russian war in Ukraine, but you don't speak of what's happening in Sudan. Is it because they are black? with all the organizations now, Mufti AK, there's grace on y'all, Ustad.
My brother, I don't know which day, which way you woke up last week or so. Thrice I spoke on Sudan and so forth, and I even gave it in my Q&A one of the days. That because you don't understand politics, you're still wet behind your ears, my brother. So I think you need some umslanga wax there to remove it, you know. So anyway, let me tell you what's happening in Sudan. The Sudan is run by the, you must remember, military. So the Russian government and the military in Sudan cut a deal. And it was agreed upon by both governments that Russia will be allowed to have a base there in Sudan. And remember, America must poke its nose everywhere and said, how dare you go and put up a base there for Russia? So they used the paramilitary force. The paramilitary force there in Russia, in Sudan rather, are people who are mercenaries. You just give them millions of dollars, they will keep on fighting for you. And that is what it is. It's got nothing to do, you must remember, with any country. So that is what China have done. China have, you must remember, put up infrastructure everywhere in Africa, the airports, the harbors, and so forth. They never dropped the bomb. They never put up bases. But Russia wants a base. How they have a base there, you must remember Tartus. You must learn all this, Brother Ridwan. You're still a novice in this field. So you must remember this, that they got a base there in Syria, Tartus. So therefore, they want a good base here in Africa. And Sudan government agreed with it, but America is poking his nose, and America is the big cause of all this problem. So you find over 600 people dead, over, you must remember, 100,000 people displaced, and what, all rushing here and there, foreigners all escaping, some gone to Jeddah, some gone to Egypt, some gone back to their own countries and so forth. We carried all this last week, but you were sleeping, my brother.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that is Africa poor? Because of colonization, Ustad.
Remember that that is an old trick of the Africans to keep on blaming somebody else. Look at South Africa. For what you want to blame colonization and all that? Take your last 29 years. You destroyed every state-owned entity. So apartheid was a crime. Colonization was a crime. But your corruption and your crime and your, you must remember, nepotism and your, you must remember, you know, giving the cadres and so forth and all of them jobs, incompetent, who can't do anything. So you must remember, that's also a crime. So don't blame them. You are also corrupted to the core, from North Africa to South Africa, 90% of the governments. So you, that is the weakness of human being. When they can't be successful in something, then they blame somebody else. You must take the blame. Why are you so corrupted? And why you allow the white man? You know the white man is not your friend. You know the Arabs, the idiots, the fools they are. They think there's Westerners and America and Europe like them. They hate their guts. They only love their money and love their oil. Remember that. So same thing with Africa. They're so lazy. They only know how to steal and corruption and so forth. Which one of them has produced something themselves without the intervention of Western countries? You'll find hardly anything. So therefore, we must look within ourselves and not blame other people.
Ustad, Dylan wants to know, is it true about that, what took place in German police under the fire for forcefully removing Muslim boy from his family, Ustad?
100% is true. What you think? What you think Sweden was doing? What you think Germany is doing? What you think America is doing? What you think Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, is doing? So you must remember, what you think India is doing? This is all coordinated, that Islam, we must go and extinguish Islam and Muslims. And that is what they do. So imagine the parent tells his children, homosexuality is wrong. But now you want to come. Now the police in Germany are investigating. Because why? They got so humiliated and disgraced. So where's my human rights? Where's my religious rights? You must remember, I tell you, any person who promotes, you must remember, LGBT, or he goes with them and marches with them, he's out of the fold of Islam. We must remember that. His name can be Muslim, but he's out of the fold. And you get our sheikhs and maulvis who are sympathetic to such people. They have meetings with them. They share the platform with them. So can you read Salat behind such enemies of Islam, I'm asking you? So obviously not. So you must wake up and understand what we are speaking about here. So in Islam, any person, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is, who promotes LGBT directly or tacitly. Tacitly is indirectly. So they all will go out of the fold of Islam because they're not saying clearly it's haram and punishable by death. That is what Islam says regarding these issues.
I see Dylan says he apologized and he says he's feeling sorry for the family of this Ustad.
Remember that your apology don't mean anything to us. You must remember that. You must tell the world that Israel is an apartheid terrorist regime. You must tell the Americans they kept our brothers and sisters there for 20 years or more or less. So all these are war crimes as far as we are concerned, crimes against humanity. America murders 1 million people, Bush and Blair and all their characters, Dick Cheney and Wolfowitz and all. Are they not criminals? They must be hanged in public. You must remember this type of. If you want to apologize, that is what you must stand for, brother. Don't come here with all these kind of stories and all these type of things. I don't take offense, but the truth has to be spoken and justice has to be spoken. So all these Western countries, they have a hidden agenda against Islam and against Muslims. You must remember that.
Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. It says here, why do some pastors, they live extravagant while their congregations live in poverty? I'm not afraid to speak out anymore. A.K. Tully, Sister Tahira, Ustaz.
Oh, well done. Well done, my sister. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. I'm waiting for your call so long, my sister. That's what I told you, my sister. We're not going to call you Tilly anymore. We're calling you Tahira, and you got my numbers right. 071-888-1184. Today, Christianity, my sister Tahira, is a money-making gimmick. If you just go and Google Pope and go see if he is not one of the richest men in the world, you know how things work, Sister Tahira. They got a triangle. They said politically the headquarters will be Washington, America. Militarily, the headquarters will be Israel. And spiritually, religiously, the headquarters will be the Vatican. That is your triangle axis of evil. Remember that. America, Israel, and the Vatican. So they are there. You go to any township and go ask who's the richest guy. It's the Predikant, the Fundisi. They're living it up, you must remember. Because why? Because the Christians have to pay, you must remember, to the church. The 1% or 0.5% or 10%, whatever they want to impose upon them, half that money is pocketed by him, the priest. You must remember these things here. Yeah? So what you expect? You know the masses are asses, you understand, Sister Tahira? So therefore, I'm Fundisi, the Predikant. The priest is living it up. Go see his houses, go see how many wives he maybe have, go and see his bank balance and so forth. And the people are living in absolute squalor and poverty. You must remember that. And then add capitalism to that. So what is capitalism, Sister Tahira? Where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Exact opposite to what the Quran states. Quran says, كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. The wealth must not rotate amongst the rich only. It must filter down to the middle class, to the poor, and the very, very poor and destitute. So therefore, they have the G7 and G20 and all that. And these African countries, Arab countries, Muslim countries, they don't bother. For them, we are a liability. That's why they brought this vaccine and all that. They say these people here, 8 billion, we must bring the world population to 2 billion and 3 billion and 4 billion. And the rest are just liability. That's how they think. For what they have, the World Economic Forum, they're in Davos and all. For this purpose, yes, Sister Tahira.
Who said the escort? does an unborn child inherit from his late father, Ustad?
You must remember that, we must rephrase the question. So you must remember this, that if the father passed away, and natural death, or he was, you know, murdered or killed, Allah forbid, because I know of incidents like that. And then the wife was pregnant. So remember, 100% the child will inherit, provided that he's born alive and so forth and so on. There's no miscarriage, no stillborn and so forth. So then the child will inherit, 100%. That is why in Islam we say only we have human rights. Go look at those Western countries. They allow abortion with certain conditions. Some of them allow it with more, some with less. But they allow abortion, most of them, 90% of them. We say in Islam, abortion is murder. Infanticide is haram. Feticide is haram. Abortion is haram. And in all cases, you are guilty of murder. So understand what Islam is saying. So 100% the child will inherit. Second one is this. That you must remember, they speak about animal rights. So what do you find? You find they keep on stunning just to make more and more money. That's all. What is the rationale and the reason for stunning? So they can slaughter more and more animals in minimum time. That chicken never saw the sunlight in his life. And you want to come tell me all these are halal? So who's fooling who in the zoo? So we must be very clear on all these issues here. So these are all money-making gimmicks, and these are scholars for dollars who make all this halal, you must remember.
I see. Tulani says, you heard AK and the listeners, that from this coming Wednesday, they're going to start fixing South Africa properly. So our president said that. So let's vote for ANC. Tulani, Ustad.
Tulani, you are another simple Simon. You must remember that. How many promises your president made? He told us load shedding, we will forget about it. How many years ago he told us? Yesterday we had load shedding. You know from where? They told us it's maintenance. Yeah, by us in Indonesia. From 8 o'clock in the morning to 5:45 in the evening. Right through, no power, no nothing. So that is your promises. Wednesday, your petrol price is going on. Tulani, I'm amazed, you know, how naive you are. A simple Simon, I'll call you. Can you believe a politician? You must remember that. They can't even speak about all the dollars they got under their mattress in Palapala, and you want to follow them and come off it, man. They destroyed this country, Tulani. You can't be such a fool, man.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Ustad, listen to Sister Amanda. She says, good morning to you, AK. I think in your Quran, your Bible, it says chapter 9.9. What does it mean to exchange God's message for a small price? Amanda, Ustad.
Very good. You're quoting, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. You see the rabbis, you see the clergy, you see the Christian priest, and so forth. What they did, when a person came to ask them a question, they saw if it's a rich person, then they changed the interpretation, they changed the words of the Bible, and so forth. Therefore, today, you can't find one Torah, the original Torah, that was revealed to Moses in the original language. And one person, only one, show us who has by-hearted the original Torah in the real original language. You can't find one person today in the world. Go ask Pope, he'll tell you there's no hope for the Pope. You must remember that he says that you, I know the entire gospel and Bible that was revealed to Injil, that was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him, in the original language. Not a single person. They don't have an original copy. So therefore, they keep on proactively bringing about changes, additions, omissions, interpolations. They did all this for money. So Quran is warning us, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Do not sell the verses of Almighty Allah in exchange of a meager sum. To sum it up, we call them scholars for dollars. You see, that they sell the religion. They sold their soul, you must remember, for worldly gain and material gain and so forth. Why? The bootlickers of various governments. You see, in the world, wherever there are Muslim rulers, and you have the scholars going near to them and so forth. They sell Islam eventually. So you see in Pakistan, you see in Arab countries, you see in South Africa, wherever. So you will see that everywhere. So they are the scholars who are selling their soul and selling the religion of Islam. They water it down. This also permissible, that also permissible. In that there's difference of opinion. So that is how they will speak with the forked tongue. You know the jutlas, the haramis, they are masters in this. There they will always speak with the forked tongue. You go ask an Israeli politician, you want peace? He say, of course we want peace. But with whom must we make peace in Palestine? So there's no Mandela there. That's a famous line they will pull. So, but they won't tell you every day they're stealing more and more pieces of land of the Palestinians and occupying more and more. So that is how they carry on.
Somebody says here, a brother from Johannesburg, he says, people are not liking and respecting our ulama. Because of you, Mufti AK, you're splitting and dividing the ummah, Ustad.
Very good. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he, before revelation, you must remember that everybody used to say, As-Sadiqul Amin, that you are so truthful, you are the one, a person of integrity and honesty. When the revelation came, it brought the biggest revolution. It split all the people, and it split everybody into split families. The truth is like that. We're not here to curry favor with your people who close the mosque and everything and go, as you understand, friends of the court. You want to be with them, you will wake up with them, with Abu Jahl and them. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. So Abu Jahl did that. He didn't allow the Muslims to pray. Yeah, the always did that and went to court, unprecedented in human history. They can't even say Khomeini and the Shias are kuffar publicly. They go with the lesbians to court, and again they go as friends. You tell me I'm splitting the ummah when they committing all these haram things? We will shame them and name them, and you can join them if you want to.
Ustad Raymond, he says that I heard that Palestinians in Lebanon they face severe discrimination. If so, why don't they fight for their rights there? Raymond, who started?
Because you kicked them out. You must remember, you know there are 6 million Palestinians living in the diaspora. So what do they have? They're living as refugees. They're living as below the poverty line and so forth. And you stole their country and you stole their land, and everything is coming now, becoming manifest to the world also. Because, you know, the crimes of Israel were always covered up by the West. But now everything is coming out. And how many of their soldiers are committing suicide? They can't take it anymore and so forth. So you must remember that Lebanon is run by Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. So they are kuffar Shias. They hate the Muslims, people like me and that. If they can help it, it'll cause you harm, you must remember. So they don't love Palestinians. They use Palestinians for propaganda and so forth. So therefore they will treat them as second class. But you must know that Israel, with your 6 million story of Holocaust, is one big fat lie. So the number I'm speaking about, there's no 6 million business. Remember, there was a Holocaust, but you committing a greater Holocaust now for the past 75 years there in occupied Palestine. So we leave it there, inshallah. We go for the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop, and 8:30 to 9 o'clock, inshallah, we speak about Khaybar, and then in Tafsir, Surah Baqarah, 2 to 3, report back, inshallah. 8 to 10, inshallah, live Q&A with Maulana Arafat. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.